In the Democratic race, Clinton was projected to win her home state of New York and also Massachusetts. That followed earlier victories in Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Clinton won in Massachusetts despite the fact that senators from that state, Ted Kennedy and John Kerry, had endorsed Barack Obama. Obama won an easy victory in his home state of Illinois and defeated Clinton in Delaware and Georgia. Both campaigns were looking to later results from the California primary as a crucial showdown in their battle for the Democratic nomination. Earlier Tuesday, Obama said many of the 22 Democratic contests around the country appeared to be very close.
I think everybody's flying blind at this point.
Clinton got some last-minute help from celebrities like actor Jack Nicholson, who recorded a phone message urging voters to support her.
She never gives up, she never gives in, and she's battle-tested.
In the Republican race, it's shaping up as a big night for Senator John McCain of Arizona. McCain won early victories in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and Illinois. McCain is hoping to solidify his lead as the Republican frontrunner and boost his support among conservative Republican voters.
The appeal is that I am a conservative. Examine my record by any gauge, by any cutting taxes, reducing spending, national defense, national security.
McCain's main rival, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, won his home state and hoped for a surprise showing later in California. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee had a good showing in the South, winning in his home state, as well as Alabama and West Virginia. Exit polls conducted by news organizations found voters in both parties most concerned about the U.S. economy. Republicans were also concerned about illegal immigration, while Democrats focused on the war in Iraq. The winners of the primaries and caucuses are awarded delegates pledged to support them at the national nominating conventions for both parties that will take place in late August and early September. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.